Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Marks and Reese show on a Monday, on a snowy Monday for some of you people out there like me.
What?
Or a non-snowy Monday for people like Ikey, Johnny Marks, Ike Reese.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Yeah,
snow, what are you talking about?
So you're like, yeah, I got some snow yesterday afternoon. It was just all rain this morning.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, 4:45 this morning, I'm shoveling my driveway to make sure my wife can get out for work.
Wow.
We got a good 7-8 inches now. See, I'm north and west. I'm about as far out as you can get.
Yeah.
So, you know, you pay for what you get. Sometimes that's with snow. And but yeah, we're getting out of here today. We're headed down the Clearwater tonight after the show.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yes, that's right. That's right.
We will be in Clearwater tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The weather will not be like it was over the weekend. It's only going to be 60 degrees, not 80.
Right.
And we're not complaining. Well, we are. But it'll be nice to get out of the 30-degree weather to get down there. And to hopefully, you know, listen, we're hoping to talk to the heavy hitters down there like Bryce Harper and Gabe Kapler, mm-hmm. and et cetera. But, so Ike, now that we've kind of had the, and Ben said this when we were meeting before the show, we've already had, because we were on the air when it broke, and then we had the day after to talk about it. So now today, like, we kind of have one more show since the signing happened to really kind of talk about it, right? Because we were on the air on Thursday. So it just kind of turning the page to everything. And today is still about the excitement of the Phillies signing Bryce Harper. And everybody's so excited. And the Phillies are breaking records for jersey sales in a 24-hour period with Bryce Harper. It's amazing. But so now, now what does this do for the Phillies? What does the signing of Bryce Harper do for the Phillies in 2019, we know what we hope it's going to do, bigger picture, long term, which is another 5-year run of winning a World Series, and then hopefully even longer than that. He's going to be here for 13 years. But in the short term, 2019, what does this do for the Phillies? Is this just, I mean, is it instantly the expectation is playoffs, 90-plus wins, World Series run?
Yeah, I would say so. I don't see why anyone would think any differently. You certainly expect to get in. Now, I don't think anybody's going to put the lofty expectations of going out and winning a World Series this year on this ball club right now, but I don't think it's unreasonable to expect this team to be a 90-plus playoff team. You know, listen, it's not going to be a cakewalk.
No.
You know, they're going to have to fight their way to get to 90 because I think the NL East is a very good division. Is going to be a closely contested division, at least four deep, or certainly three deep, possibly four deep, depending on what the Mets are going to do this year. But I think the Phillies are right there. You don't add a guy like Bryce Harper. You don't add two other all-stars like they've added this offseason and not increase expectations. You just don't. So that's a part of it. You know, and when you go out and make these type of moves, I'm sure from the top, these expectations. John Middleton didn't commit to $330 million. Even though it's a 13-year commitment, he still expects that ballpark to be sold out, and he expects to be playing in October. That's what he wants.
It's realistic.
He wants to be. He was a part of that run.
Yep.
That they had. He saw what it was like when this thing gets to humming.
Yep.
And this thing is a red October, and it's a Philly town, and they're challenging the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
right?
Now we're talking.
But that's when you add a guy like Bryce Harper. That's what happens. That's what you've added. You've added one of the premier athletes in American sports. Not mm-hmm. at the top. It's not the top of the athletes, but it's one of them. It's certainly a marquee name.
Well, I mean, I was trying to think about this earlier. This is the biggest signing that I can remember or acquisition since T.O., is that fair? Trading up to get the second pick was great, but you still didn't know who the player was at that point. You were hopeful that Carson Wentz was going to be the guy.
I agree.
But this is the this is the biggest move they've made since T.O. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm still blown away with the reaction from the city. People still walking like in the clouds.
Getting Doc and getting Cliff Lee were huge, and obviously Doc being a Hall of Fame pitcher. But you knew you only had a short window with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
You knew it was a short window. So the reason why I say this rivals T.O., because you're talking about the anticipation. We didn't view getting T.O. as a short window.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking he and Donovan are going to make beautiful music for the rest of their careers, and they're both going to go off into Hall of Fame and win a Super Bowl together. That's what we thought when we signed T.O. The same thing with Bryce Harper. We envisioned a long marriage. You knew with Doc and Cliff Lee, those were short marriages.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think this is the biggest acquisition in the city since T.O. And he's only 26.
Yeah, and like you said, it's going to be here a long time.
He's 26.
888-729-9494. So what does it do for the Phillies right away, this year? What does Bryce Harper do for the Phillies this year? The expectation is 90-plus wins, playoffs, World Series run, year one. Doesn't mean they win the World Series this year. It just means that contenders, one of the two or three teams in the National League that should be there. See, I don't have those expectations. I don't. We'll see what Ben Livingston, our producer, says. I don't have those expectations.
What?
Of not World Series or bust. I'm not even thinking about that yet. I mean, I'm expecting them to make a playoff run, and Bryce Harper makes them a better team, and they're a much improved team. But I still think, I mean, they're in the playoff mix this year. But I'm not here on a Monday after they signed them. The press conference was on Saturday. I'm not coming in here being like, yeah. Playoffs. What, this team's making the playoffs this year. I don't have that. I honestly just don't have that kind of confidence right now for the team. Ben, do you feel the same way? Are you gung-ho playoffs, no doubt about it?
I don't know, man. I look at this team, and I look at the fact that they have an unbelievable lineup, and I understand the pitching's not quite there, but this team should be competing for a World Series this season. You know, if we're talking about a team that's in the 90-95 game range, I don't understand why we shouldn't be expecting them to compete for the World Series. What's going to hold them back? I mean, are we saying Gabe's not ready? Are we saying that this team's not ready to compete? But what does this team lack other than a pitcher, which they should be able to get?
They're
at
not
the
ready
deadline?
To compete this year.
Well, I don't know why. I don't know why. Like
2007. I look at this year as 2007.
See, I think if they do 2007 again, they get swept out of the NLDS. Someone's losing their job. Someone's going to be in trouble. No, I'm serious, man. This can't be 2007. This needs to be 2008.
2007? Ike?
Yes.
Could you see it being 2007? Make the playoffs?
Yeah.
And then kind of like a...
Well, you don't want to see them get swept, but...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to set that expectation.
Right.
The way I look at it right now is I'm thinking playoffs, but I'm not...
This is a playoff team.
Yeah, I'm thinking it. I'm not necessarily sure that it's going to happen, but I'm feeling good about the direction of the team. But 2019, I'm not, you know, I wouldn't say I have a ton of confidence in this team that they're going to win 90, 95 games and do it all. Well, ask the people. We'll see what they feel.
That's a pretty big number, getting up to 95.
It's one of the best teams in the league, right?
Well, listen,
I don't feel that.
If they can get somewhere around 90 to 91 wins, I think that's more than reasonable. 93 would be tops for me.
See, Ben.
93 would be tops.
At Mark Cerise WIP, expectations for 2019. That's your Twitter poll question of the day, brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Looking for the perfect engagement ring? We'll make it remarkable at Mark's Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online at marks-jewelers.com. But you just win 90 games and then playoffs and then World Series. If you win 90 games, you're in the playoffs. Right? I mean, just win 90 games. You don't make the playoffs with 90 wins. So most people are saying playoffs this year. I'm saying compete for the playoffs. I don't think it's a lock that the Phillies make the playoffs this year. Listen, we'll break it all down. We'll get the feedback from everybody. We have a Bryce Harper jersey, courtesy of the Majestic Clubhouse, that we'll be giving away on today's show. We'll tell you how we're doing that in just one second. Here's the phone number. Marks and Reese on a Monday, 888-729-9494. We're back with your phone calls right after this. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese are back. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese and 2019 Phillies. Now, they're actually playing spring training games. They have their player here, and he got plenty of time. As he said in his press conference, he's got plenty of time to...
Saturday.
Yep. So he...
he's playing Saturday.
Saturday.
Well, at least that's what the...
Yeah.
Says on the website.
Yeah, he'll...
Once it's on the website...
It's official. he's going to have plenty of time to get ready for the season, so there's no worry about, like, with Jake Arrieta last year, he wasn't ready to start the season. He's a pitcher. It's a little bit different. But already, let's look at the expectation this year. And I would say this, that I am off. I'm still excited. I'm off of the wave of, we got Bryce, we got Bryce, to where now I can kind of step down and look and say, all right, where are we as a team right now? And
well, why are you off that wave?
Well, I mean, the initial wave, I still feel great about it.
Well, I'm just saying.
So excited. We're going down there tomorrow.
You don't think this is a playoff team?
I think that they're a contending playoff team. Yes, they'll contend for a playoff spot, but I don't look at them as a surefire playoff team this year. No, they might be the third best team in the division.
Okay.
Like, you know, I mean, Washington's a better team on paper. Atlanta was a better team last year. Now you're much improved with that. I'll just say that I'll call them even with the Braves, but I don't like their starting pitching right now, the Phillies. This team still has a lot of question marks, man.
Right. Well, you could say that about all of the teams, right?
Not the Nats.
The Nats just lost their best player.
See the Nats pitching staff?
Yeah, it's the same pitching staff that was there last year.
Well, they signed.
Oh, they added Corbin, yeah.
Yeah. Better starters.
But they've always had a good pitching staff.
You're right. Better starters, bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bullpen. I like the Phillies bullpen. Everyday lineup. They lose something with Harper. That's still a good lineup.
They lose a lot.
Yeah, they do. They'll be all right. Here's what I'm saying with the Phils. Yeah. I see them as competing for a playoff spot right now, not a playoff team. 888-729-9494. Ben's that fair? Competing for a spot, not a playoff team right now.
It's interesting you bring that up, because while I think this team should be able to compete for a World Series, maybe we are getting ahead of ourselves. Like, it's not like the Nats every single year were making the NLCS with Bryce Harper. They didn't do it a single time. So maybe you're right. Maybe we've gotten ahead of ourselves, and as excited we are to have Bryce Harper and JT Realmuto and Andrew McCutchen, this team still lacks a lot.
They're closer to 07 than they are 08. How about that? As in, they're closer to 07, okay. which is just getting in the playoffs as that first step than they are of 08.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Okay.
You don't even have 08 unless you have 07.
Agreed.
So, like, I mean, even after 07, they had to go out and get Brad Lidge. So the team wasn't done.
Nope.
Yeah, the team wasn't done. It wasn't a World Series team, but you have to start somewhere. And from this team going from what they were this past year, being one of the least scoring teams in baseball, and you're looking at a team that was hard to watch,
mm-hmm.
to going to what they're going to be now with these guys in this lineup.
The hot ticket.
Man, this team is a far more exciting team. Even with the pitching questions, they're going to be able to slug their way to victories. The same way they did in 07 and 08 when they didn't have any real. In 07, Brett Myers was the best pitcher. You could have made that argument, right? Cole was just coming on. Yeah. When he had 13 wins that year?
Yeah. No, he was.
He was just coming on.
He was your most experienced guy.
Yeah.
Well, he was your best guy. You're right.
And even 08, he was tabbed as the number one guy. Cole just turned out to be the number one guy. Mm-hmm. By the time 08 was over with. But that team, they hit their way to a World Series. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they did. Man, I tell you, for me being the football guy, I hate to be the one to schools everybody, but I got to. Stop it. Stop it with the pitching wins championships nonsense. Stop it. Stop it. I'm old enough to remember 2011 with the four aces. I'm old enough to remember it.
All right, they won that way in 08, Ike, but my thing is that
That's the way everybody
wins. So this team's going to go into the playoffs hitting home run after home run. It's going to be like Nola starts game one. Who's starting game two?
Yeah.
Arrieta?
Well, but see, here's the thing.
I'm not telling you don't need any pitching.
They have the trade deadline to do that, too.
Yes. What I'm telling you is that if I got a ball club that I know that can hit, they can hit.
Yes.
I'm good. Everything else will take care of itself. You can tinker with everything else.
All right. All right. Playoff team for sure, or playoff contender. I don't see them as being a playoff team for sure right now. 888-729-9494. Let's go to Kevin in Westchester. What's up, Kev? I got something going on with my touchscreen over here. What's up, Kev?
Please explain how in the world the Nationals are better than the Phillies.
Scherzer, Strasburg, Corbin.
Okay, Eaton, but when you're talking
Eaton,
about the lineup,
Eaton, Robles, Soto,
saying,
Turner.
No, okay,
Rendon.
No, you're saying that losing Harper isn't a big deal when I think losing Harper means that entire lineup has to actually protect themselves. They have no chance of winning that division.
They have no chance of winning the division.
No chance.
Who has better starting pitching?
Well, they have better starting pitching, but I don't think
by far
can probably. Well, I mean, yeah, the Nationals starting pitching is obviously better. But
okay, well, that's how they win the division. They have Max Scherzer, who win another Cy Young. They have Corbin, who was Cy Young worthy for a lot of last year. Strasburg, who, listen, he may be on the DL for half the season. Anibal Sanchez was signed in the offseason. He's at least an innings eater. And that's how he wins. Listen, I'm not a Nationals fan, Kevin, but I would say that you're not being objective if you don't think the Nationals are have a chance to win the division.
Right, I mean, having a chance to win the division is one thing, but saying they are far and away the best team in the division, that's totally different.
Okay, well, they're the best team in the division.
Okay.
All right. That's fair. All right, guys.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you said it's fair, so I changed them. Thank you.
No, because I think you honestly can make an argument for any of them. I really do. I mean, you're telling me the Nationals with Bryce Harper last year, they couldn't win the division, but all of a sudden they lose Bryce Harper. All of a sudden they're the favorites to win the division? That makes no sense to me.
70% is a surefire playoff team right now at Mark Cerise WIP.
That makes no sense to me. And there hasn't been any national pundit that I've seen since this signing that hasn't said the Phillies are the favorite or if nothing else has as good of a chance of winning the National League East as anybody in that division.
Okay, sure. I'm trying to Google real fast our buddy Jimmy Shapiro that sends out all the lines or whatever to see where they work. Like, I remember seeing it. I just want the exact one. I mean, listen, I would think best case you're even with the Nationals. Now you're getting ahead of yourself, Ike. There's been a big changeover in the team from last year, right? There's been a lot of talent that have been.
That's
been
an
infused.
Understatement.
Yeah, it's been. Listen,
that's an understatement.
This is a good team on offense, right? Still a good team. I don't think they're winning 70 games, but
70 games.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that they're an under 500 team, but I don't think you can just pen them in right now with 90 or 90 some wins and put them in the playoffs. Kyle and Narberth. Hi, Kyle. Got my touchscreen.
Hey, Chris, how you guys doing?
What's up, brother? How are
you? What's up, Kyle?
Just calling in. It's crazy to think a week ago at this time I was Googling when the Phillies are going to be playing either the Giants or the Dodgers to see if I'd be throwing stuff on the field and possibly getting arrested. to now my expectations, I'm looking to get season tickets and already bought a Bryce Harper jersey. So it's just crazy for me. In terms of expectations, I'm kind of envisioning it similar to the Yankees, how they got Giancarlo Stanton. If we make the playoffs this year, I think that's a big first step for this team to get back in the playoffs, get that momentum going. I still can't picture the World Series bound in terms of the pitching and what else we need at this point.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's fair. Listen, I don't think they're ready to be in the World Series. I don't think many people believe they are a World Series team. I don't see how you can't see this team as a playoff team.
All right, Kyle, appreciate it, man. So yours is working over there. All right, mm-hmm. We'll have to reboot this during the break. Yeah, I mean, listen, the Braves last year. So right now the Nationals are 6-1 to win the pennant. I don't know why it doesn't have division here. Oh, so division. No, so Nationals are favored over the Phillies to win the division and to win the NL. The Braves are
according to who?
What I see here on ESPN, I don't know exactly what they're using. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, it's just Westgate Las Vegas Superbook.
Okay.
So there's, and it's Sy favorite, by the way, the Nationals. And that's right after him signing. So they're accounting for the overreaction to it. Surefire playoff team.
Like, yeah.
Surefire. Bang. Put them in there. All right.
Are you saying they aren't?
No.
Okay, then I'm.
Well, I'm making.
Okay,
but Ben, surefire, he's on the phone. But Ben said surefire playoff team this year.
Mm-hmm.
Surefire.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what are you saying?
No.
You saying they aren't a playoff team?
No, I didn't say not a surefire.
No. Get off the fence.
No, it's not.
Are they a playoff team or not?
So they're two class of Phillies fans right now. Nobody thinks this team is bad. Nobody thinks this team is bad in Philly.
Dude.
But they're two classes of Phillies.
Okay.
They're the Phillies fans that right now think this team is headed for amazing things right away. That they're going to compete for a World Series this year. You and me are like that. You think that we can think they can do special things this year. But
Who are you talking about? Me? I think they're a playoff team.
Lock it in.
John's in the camp where he's saying we've gotten ahead of ourselves.
Yes!
That this team is not this incredible world-beating team, that it's a pretty good team, but they're not going to like go to a World Series this year. They're not the Dodgers now.
Let me tell you this. You, stay off the mic in there. And you, I want you to either say it's you. I want you to say it's a playoff team or it's not a playoff team. Don't give me that, they're not a surefire playoff team, but they could get in possibly. You guys are overreacting. No, tell me, are they in the playoffs or not?
Nope.
Okay, that's what I want you to say.
I know.
Yeah, don't give me the back door.
Nope.
No, tell me whether or not you believe they're getting to the playoffs or not.
Nope.
Okay, there we go. That way we know it's no gray area.
Ben,
this is what you're supposed to be doing, pulling this out of him. Don't let him stay on the fence.
You know what's funny? He was shy about it. Like, he didn't want to be that guy. But
no,
I could tell earlier when you said that the Nationals are better than them. I know how you feel. You don't buy into this hype, and you don't want to admit
exactly.
it because you're having fun.
Exactly.
But rational sports talk radio host John Marks doesn't
him.
See it.
Exactly. We both know him, and that's why I wanted it out on the table.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this nonsense from him.
I get to take all the popular.
You don't like Carson Wentz? No more. I want no more on the fence nonsense. You don't like Carson Wentz? And you don't think the Sixers, not the Sixers. Well, you know the Sixers aren't winning.
Sixers are losing to the Celtics, for sure.
He got that in there. But you don't think the Phillies are making the playoffs?
Unless they can sign Nick Foles to be a pitcher, probably not, right? He'd will them to a victory.
He would.
He definitely would.
He would.
Let's go to Matt. Winmore. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
How are you?
What's up, Matt? Hold on real quick, Matt. I want you to listen to us real quick. Because, John, here's what I'm realizing with my partner, Marks, over here, right?
What?
He can't really take being excited and being happy. It makes him uncomfortable.
I am excited and happy.
No. I don't feel it, Matt. Do you feel like he's excited and happy?
Well, I think he's still got that, like, Philadelphia fan syndrome that we're used to for all those decades. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and make your point, Matt.
Well, so I wanted to state that, if you look at the acquisitions outside of Bryce Harper that we got offensively and how well we did last year, like, we were on the cusp, but the pitching didn't collapse and we had a little more offense, I think we might have snuck in last year. So with all the stuff that they did in the offseason – and now we got Bryce Harper. I don't see how we do not get in the playoffs. Like, it's just, I would be severely disappointed if we did not. I don't see how it's possible.
Hmm.
And that's my take.
Severely disappointed. Well, you're right about the pitching really did carry him. And now the lineup is so much better, you would think the offense can carry him if the pitching doesn't. I just, listen, what's Vince Velasquez? Is he a starting pitcher in this league? I don't think so. What's Nick Pivetta? Is he a starting pitcher in this league? What's Zach Eflin? I think Zach Eflin and Arrieta mean as much to this team as anybody else, right? Because if Arrieta looks like the pitcher at times he did last year, you know, you just need Arrieta to give you six innings without getting crushed.
Well, that's all any of them give you nowadays, right?
You're right, except Nola.
Right? Yeah. Sixth inning. So, if you can get that. And not only that, it has to start earlier this year.
Yes.
Like, you can't wait till June and July and August to start pitching well. It has to start earlier this year.
Yep.
Like, this team, like, it's a lot of new players on this team, right? And as excited as the fan base is right now, the flip side to that or the downside to that is, the expectations are increased. And so that means we aren't going to sit back and just relax and enjoy the show. We're going to analyze the show every day.
Yep.
So that means...
Yeah, they're back.
Yeah, that means you have to start off fast.
Mm-hmm.
Because from game one, you're going to be... Every move you make, every lineup you send out there, we're on top of it. Bryce, every pitch you take, we're on top of
it. So everybody, because everybody's so gung-ho this team's in the playoffs this year, that must mean that Gabe's going to be doing a great job and he should expect a contract extension. Right? Now watch me. Watch me turn it to that and see how many people call in and say they can't win with Gabe. Right? People will be contradicting themselves in 3 seconds.
Well, what's going to happen with
Gabe
this year?
Angry Al will.
Yes. Are we going to turn on Gabe, or are we going to embrace Gabe more?
People are ready.
It depends.
People are ready to do either.
Yeah.
They're definitely ready to jump on him.
He's got the win. I mean, listen, if they don't have success and it's from a conventional managerial standpoint, meaning he's not doing anything that's out of the ordinary to where it's easy to pick him apart and blame it on his unorthodox way of managing, or what we think is an unorthodox way to manage, we can pick it apart. If he's not having guys hit in crazy spots in the lineup, moving guys out there in the field, and they just aren't hitting, then we'll look at the players.
Right.
We'll look at the players. But if he's doing things like pulling Aaron Nola out after 58 pitches, like then.
Oh, if he's overcomplicating things?
Yeah, then we're going to overreact.
So here's what I think about Gabe this year, Ike, is that we know that he's very excitable, he's intense, he gets to the park early, he analytics and all this stuff. The thing that I hope he does the most is just kind of like take a step back. Dial it down a notch a little bit. The most important thing for this team is that the clubhouse dynamic is positive, and it's a place that guys want to go every day. That's what Charlie Manuel did. That's why he was so successful. He wasn't a tactician. He wasn't the greatest X and O guy. Mm-hmm. So, Gabe, you know what? Just make sure your guys are happy. Make sure it's a fun place to go. Get guys that are a lot of times last year, like, remember, they were winning games late. They were finding ways to win games before it fell apart.
Yeah.
And that's what I need from Gabe this year. Just don't overcomplicate things.
It seemed like they enjoy playing for him. I think in the beginning they just didn't know what to expect, like a lot of us, right? And then it seemed like they started enjoying playing for him. And then around the trade deadline, I think that's when they lost everybody. What the weird situation?
Eflin.
Was it Zach Eflin?
He got sent down. Right. It cost them 2-3 weeks of major league paychecks.
Yeah, I don't think the clubhouse liked that. Mm-hmm. I don't think the players liked that. I don't think Gabe, even though it was a front office decision, like Gabe, even though you're an extension of the front office, you got to do a better job of massaging the players when something like that happens.
Or you know what you do? You rip the front office and say, I don't agree with that.
Well, he's not going to do that.
Yeah, but you let your boss know that, like, hey, listen, I gotta have the players' backs here.
Right.
Or at least be more political about it. And
you certainly got to come out publicly being a former player.
He's a former player.
Yeah, being a former player, you got to, and I think that's where he lost the clubhouse and the season went down the drain from that
because
point
the,
on.
Because the guys do respect him because Gabe Kapler earned every bit of his career in Major League Baseball. Right. You know what I mean? Like he wasn't the greatest player in the world, but he had a long career because he worked hard. He did the right things and guys respect him for that. You can't lose focus of that when you're the manager. You want guys to look at you as that type of a manager.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and I think his style sort of wore on him late in the season.
Yep, I agree with you.
You got to keep it fresh.
It really...
Hey, man, back up and let these veterans... Now, I will give him this. He didn't really have a lot of veterans until late in the year when they traded for those guys.
This year?
Yeah, you got veterans from the beginning. Let sometimes you got to let the players...
Let Andrew McCutchen...
Let them have a clubhouse. Let them have it.
Reese is a year older. Yeah. Bryce Harper's been around the block, even though he's only 26.
Yeah, pull Andrew to the side.
Yep.
And holler, you know, talk to him to on the side, you know?
Yep.
But let those guys do that. Let Jake and Andrew McCutchen handle the clubhouse, man.
Dave in Florida's ready to bail on Gabe already. What's going on, Dave? How are you?
Been terrific. It's 82 degrees. I'm working on my tan.
All right.
I was talking to my son last night. He says, Dad, you're already – I said – as simple as it is to put that lineup together, 1-8, I said the first day that Gabe Kapler's not going to play him because it rains on a Tuesday and it's 65 to 70 degrees and he doesn't hit then, the fan base should go nuts. I really think that he's going to be the ruination. That it's so simple to see what we've built and what we can do, and I just don't think Gabe is going to do it. I just don't see him following through.
All right, how much, I mean, what are we talking about here? Are we talking about, and I appreciate the call, Dave, thank you. Are we talking about a, I don't know, like June you start getting, because, I mean, honestly, like the best thing that could happen would be a quick start for this team. Right, like first month, April, you're a couple games over 500,
yeah,
right from the shoot, because then you never have any type of the negative. It's just right from the start, you have success, and then people are excited.
You want to be able to ride the energy of Bryce Harper being here to start the season. You want to be able to ride that at the beginning of the year, because it's a long season. You're going to hit some down spots, and once that emotion sort of dies down a little bit from him being here, you're going to go through your natural ups and downs of the baseball season. So you're going to have some rough spots. But you want to start the season off on a positive note. You want to get going early. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
With Bryce Harper being here, man, you want to be able to – you want to get this thing – because then if the flip side to that is the weight starts to mount on these guys' shoulders because of the expectations, right? Like, then it becomes every at-bat becomes like, man, it's the seventh game, the bottom of the ninth of the World Series,
mm-hmm.
right? Every pitch becomes that. That's what happens when you have expectations and you get off to a slow start, especially in a city like this.
Especially after signing Bryce Harper.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially after already being a maligned manager, right?
And it's going to come at a time where our sole focus will be on the Phillies. I think we're all pretty much expecting an early exit from the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be angry from that. We're going to be looking for the Phillies to relieve us of that anger.
Yep.
Yeah, getting off to a slow start would not be good for the Phillies.
888-729-9494.
That would not be good, coupled with a potential, second-round exit
mm-hmm.
for the Sixers again.
Mm-hmm. Marks and Reese.
I'm trying to look out for our psyche, man.
Me too.
You know what I mean, Ben?
Me too.
Get us off on a hot foot.
Surefire playoff team, Phillies 2019. 73% say yes. Surefire playoff team this year. That's expectations. That's good expectations. 888-729-9494. By the way, today at 3 o'clock, we will have Brandon Graham on the show.
BG!
He's fresh off the new contract. We'll ask him about Bryce Harper. Yeah?
Hold on, man. BG got more money than I thought he was going to get, man.
Yes, he did. Got a good contract.
Hey.
Nice contract. We'll talk. I'm sure he's going to be happy.
Giving away money down there now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.